There won't be any close calls at this convention. Surprises are not likely. By the time the event wraps up on Thursday, the Democratic Party will have endorsed a platform similar to what its candidates have espoused for months, and it will have officially chosen John Kerry and John Edwards as nominees to head its ticket. The next 4 days aren't designed to be an exercise in suspense, though. They're more of an extended rallying cry.
The national convention is absolutely exhilarating.
Linda Honnold chairs the Wisconsin Democratic Party. This will be her third national convention. She says by the end of the week, she'll be in full campaign mode.
Leaving the convention on Thursday night, I always come back totally pumped up to win the election in the fall.
Honnold says this meeting of the national party will be a little different than the events in years past. It will include training sessions on grassroots organizing and getting out the vote. Honnold says Wisconsin's role at the convention will be similar to that of any other state. She says that's because residents everywhere share the same concerns right now over the need for more jobs, better health care, and a safer world. Madison Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin says she'll try to bring some focus to Wisconsin in her convention speech tonight. She'll talk about John Kerry's health care plans, touching on issues like coverage for children and funding for stem cell research. Baldwin says this is a convention speech, not a policy seminar, so she plans to quote from letters and emails her constituents have sent her.
I think it's powerful to not just describe these challenges in sort of sterile, generic terms, but to use the words of real people who are truly struggling with these issues.
Delegates say this week also provides a chance to emphasize John Kerry's character. For example, polls suggest many Americans think President Bush would be stronger on national defense than Kerry. One of Wisconsin's alternate delegates, Richard Trussoni of Chaseburg, says that's why people need to understand Kerry's past. Trussoni served in Vietnam with Kerry, sometimes on the same patrol boat crew. Trussoni says Kerry understands war.
John Kerry went through it. He was on the front lines and shot at several times and was wounded. He has first-hand knowledge of what the war is like, what war is.
If past conventions are any guide, this one will likely give Kerry a boost in the polls. For 1 week, the nation's media will focus on Democrats, and Wisconsin GOP spokesman Chris Lotto says it will be tough to get their attention. Lotto says Republicans will keep an eye on the convention, too, listening to what Democrats are saying on stage. He says he expects their message will focus more on President Bush than on the Kerry Edwards platform.
They're going to say George W. Bush is running the nation into the ground and how awful things are, and it's, you know, the worst economy in decades, you know, things that just frankly are just not true. And I think folks ought to pay attention to that, whether they get anything from this other than criticism, doom and gloom, pessimism. Are they getting any sort of positive agenda, any sort of direction that these guys want to take the countries?
Congresswoman Baldwin will be the only Wisconsin delegate to speak at the convention. Some of the bigger names on the roster include former Presidents Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, and former Vice President and 2000 presidential nominee Al Gore. 2004 Vice Presidential nominee John Edwards will address the crowd Wednesday night. John Kerry will wrap up the convention and the party nomination for president on Thursday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.